the Jets are the Jets, and they've got one Super Bowl to their name, so they're big from back wed. But, oh, we're going to get into it today. Enjoy the ad. Today, when I got in the car to go home, it was after months of, what will the Jets do with Sam Darnold? What will the Jets do with second pick overall? Which, by the way, I was happy when, just to be above board, I was happy when they won games last year because, if Sam could, put the team on his back and win games down the stretch, whether they wanted him to win or not, that would have, because that's, when you're a bad team and you're, double-digit losses, there's something about that. Like, as a fan, you're like, are you kidding me? When an organization says we're tanking, but they can't say we're tanking because people are going to get injured. I mean, Dominique Foxworth put out the opinion last year when Miami was tanking as hard as they were that people get hurt because this is a collision contact sport, and if you have guys out there that are subpar, then what have you? Well, some guys got tape on them, and then they go off and be contributing members of the league. Well, the Jets, they're like, we're going to trade away some of these guys. We're going to go cheap as opposed to they're going to go for value as opposed to quality. So the Jets won, two games last year? And one of them was because of Sam, but Sam Darnold in California, for whatever reason, is God mode. He just it's like Superman went under a yellow sun. It's like, I feel the California rays just empower me. I can make throws. I can decipher defenses. I am incredible in the state of California. Well, Sam Darnold is now a member of the Panthers. The Carolina Panthers traded a 6th-round pick with a 2nd and 4th of next year, and that is a good haul by football standards. However, Sam Darnold fell into the Jets' lap the year that they were trying to get a quarterback, 3 or 4 years ago, whatever it was, and it's the year that they had Josh Allen, they had Josh Rosen. I want to say that was his, which, by the way, it was Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, and there were, I don't know, I forget if Mitch Trubisky was in that year, but then there was also, or maybe it was Mitch Trubisky was a separate year, but it was also the same year that Deshaun Watson and, or no, not Deshaun Watson, who's the Baltimore Ravens quarterback? It was a year that there was 5 quarterbacks gone in the first round. Sam was one of them, and so was Patrick Mahomes. The teams that picked ahead of Kansas City at either 10 or 15 or 16, whatever it was, skipped over Patrick Mahomes. Now, mind you, Patrick Mahomes wasn't Patrick Mahomes then. He was the son of a baseball player. Didn't have the year sitting behind Alex Smith. Didn't have the year under Andy Reid, who, by the way, as shitty a coach as he is at certain things, he knows offense. He can make a quarterback better. He's made his teams good on the offensive side of the ball. So, Sam Darnold was the number one, I want to say a top 10 pick of that year. And I know those other two picks count as draft capital, and it'll be a year after college football has returned. Because this year, good luck drafting. Like, you have guys that played one game just so that they would have some kind of tape to show teams. I forget who it was, but like, it was like the one game a team in, I want to say, North Dakota played. Was for the one guy. Anyway, the Jets, to me, have always had this problem. They get a guy, they'll move up to get a guy, which, if I'm not mistaken, they also moved up to get Sam as well. So, I don't remember if they fell in his lap or if they went up and got him, but different GM, different time. But think about this. In the last 10 years, if I'm not mistaken, Mike Tannenbaum, Idzik, forget his first name, then it was McCagnan, now we're at Douglas. The Jets do not have a stability factor. So, in the same time that we had those four GMs, we had Rex Ryan, who, like, he had Mark Sanchez, and Mark Sanchez had, like, four offensive coordinators in like, 3 years. Revolving door, brought in Geno Smith. Geno Smith gets punched in the face, breaks his jaw, can't play. Which, by the way, that right there might be the most embarrassing part about the whole team, because if Geno Smith, gets punched in the face and has his jaw broken, that says two things. One, no one stopped him. And then no one on the team, I forget who was, there was the one guy that used to play for the Bears, but he ended up getting traded to the Jets. He was on either Inside the NFL or it was either the HBO show or the CBS show. Anyway, dude says, I can't talk about it because I'm going to have to run laps if I do. So I'm just going to sit this one out in the conversation when he was in the media. So, plenty to say. So then we go from Rex to Todd Bowles, who, good coach, but first offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey. Then it goes to, I know Marty Morningwig was Geno Smith's offensive coordinator, but I forget who it was after Chan Gailey. And then Bowles gets replaced by Gase, and then Gase gets replaced by Sala, and Sala and Douglas were like, we kind of want our own guy. So the Jets, historically, don't keep anything in place long enough to, because here's what happens. Jets get a quarterback. He's on the cheap. Do they get him protection? Do they get him weapons? Not really. The Jets have a hit. Here's what's going to... I'm going to make a prediction right now. They are going to try and draft somebody, and if it doesn't work out, they're going to trade for a successful team's third receiver. See Robbie Anderson. See... I feel like there's another guy... for either Geno Smith or Josh McCown, or he was a slot receiver that just, he was always open and he always caught the ball. So it was guaranteed yards. But it wasn't great, because there was probably somebody else open, but who knows? Don't even start. The Jets, like, in terms of quarterbacks, like, they've had Sam, they had Josh McCown, they had Teddy Bridgewater for a while, which, by the way, I really wish that they had developed Sam behind Bridgewater. And, but, first pick in first round, you take a quarterback and you're like, oh, we're just going to make him wait. Then you're going to hurt your draft, your trade capital with Bridgewater. It's like, sure, fine. Because you know what? The Jets do not put their players in a position to succeed. I hope that changes with Rob Saleh, and as Joe Douglas is... I'm not even getting into, like, the drama of... Gase got Maccagnan fired, and I really would like to have a conversation with, like, either Christopher or Woody Johnson, just because, like, Woody Johnson was responsible for a lot of this, but you would think Christopher would be like, all right, we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to, like, we're going to trust our football guys, but nope. Like, don't get me wrong, like, they want to win. However, here's the problem. Wanting to win and putting yourself in the position to win is very two different things. Like, if you want to win, you have to be willing to wait a little bit, I find, because, sure, like, I would settle for the playoffs. I would settle for the playoffs so hard. The Jets, because, like I said, the year the Jets won 10 games but missed the playoffs, it was the Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic years, year. They didn't believe in Geno Smith, or maybe the team didn't believe in Geno Smith, but, like I said, the Jets do not keep anything in place long enough for there to be continuity and development. Because whoever they draft, LaFleur better stick around for at least 2 or 3 years. It's like, I forget the guy's first name, but, like, their offensive coordinator is LaFleur. Not the one that's up in Green Bay, but it might be his brother. I really, really hope that this guy does an okay job for 2 years, and then in the third year, balls out, and then maybe gets a head coaching job, or, because that's what happens. Like, if you are a good offensive coordinator, and then you make it to the Super Bowl, I was like, oh, we could totally work with you. Like, do what you did, like, there, here. Like, that's every owner's mentality that has, a coach that they're getting rid of. But have the time, build it up, because keep things in place long enough. Like, Pittsburgh, Green Bay. Like, Green Bay, let's face it, if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers or who's that one gunslinging quarterback? Brett Favre. If it wasn't for Brett Favre back in the day, I could totally have seen Green Bay cleaning house a little bit more often. But they drafted two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back-to-back, and hopefully they got a third in Jordan Love behind them. But because if I really... really wanted to have fun, like, with the mental exercise, what would it take for the Jets to trade for Aaron Rodgers? It's like, okay, we're just going to kick the young quarterback can down the road a little bit, but, hey, Green Bay, what do you want for Aaron Rodgers? We'll give you the second overall pick and whatever capital that it takes. Like, 5 picks, 6 picks, like, 2 ones, 2 twos, 2 threes. Like, the Jets have, like, 30 picks or 50 picks over the next 3 years or something like that. Because if we could get 5 years of Aaron Rodgers, good 5 years of Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is like mid-30s, and Mekhi Becton is good. So if we can just get Aaron Rodgers put up with another LaFleur, let's see what happens. But in all likelihood, Jets are probably going to take Wilson. But here's the problem with that. You're only getting Wilson. The Jets need, like, the Jets better find a way to, like Mekhi Becton is a good shield, but, like, I want three guys, three super capable guys of just protecting the quarterback and have, like, the game is moving towards an intermediary, like, throwing game. So, have, like, a really big-ass tight end that can run and catch, or a wide receiver that's that can get separation. Like I said, I have no idea what the Jets have, but I know what the Jets don't have anymore, and that's Sam Darnold. So I really hope the Jets get out of their own way and then stop Jetsing it by getting they need continuity. They need and Mike Maccagnan, he was a scout, and some of his stuff was okay, but, like, his later round stuff, like, if you're picking guys that are sticking around in the fourth or fifth round, fine, but if you're whiffing on guys in the first round, guys in the second round, you're screwed. Like, those are the guys that, like, win games for you, unfortunately. So if you miss on those picks, don't get me wrong, or you have to have a lot of cap and you have to be able to manage your money right so that you can go after free agents. But you also have to be good enough to attract free agents. All right. The real thing to watch now is, does Sam Darnold succeed in North Carolina with... Carolina Panthers. So, if Sam succeeds with Matt Rhule and whoever the OC is there, which, by the way, I don't know if Rhule's an offensive minded coach or defensive. I just know that Teddy Bridgewater had one of his worst years, but he was also, like, better than Sam Darnold by the numbers. So, gonna find out. Peace.